Hello again. Thanks for clicking on my link. Answering another questionnaire when I should really be sleeping or doing a zillion other things. Going to be doing Petal's fifth questionnaire by Petal Baby. And it looks like there's actually a lot of questions on this, so I'm gonna try and get through them sort of quickly. We'll see how well that goes though. And I'm gonna try to not say every 3 seconds like my last one, but no promises about that. Okay, so the first question is, what is your love language? Examples, words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, physical touch. My love language, I guess. I usually show my appreciation for people by gifts, I guess. I wish that wasn't how I show my appreciation. I tell them that I appreciate them as well, but when there's someone I'm close to and I know their likes, their dislikes, we have inside jokes, stuff like that, then when I'm out and about shopping, whatever, if I see something that reminds me of someone I'm close to, I almost always buy it. And it's never like a I expect something in return sort of situation. I just really enjoy being like, this reminded me of you, and I thought you had to have it. I do that with like crafty things too. A friend of mine that doesn't live nearby, we share a love of Bob's Burger, Bob's Burgers. And I made her a dish set, I guess. It was four plates, but they have the silhouettes of the characters from the show around the rim, underneath, so she can actually use them as plates, and sent those up to her. So, stuff like that. I guess I do enjoy, like, being close and everything as well, but I guess it's my like go-to way to show I care about someone that I'm thinking about them. Number two, how and when did you discover your favorite kink? If you're not kinky, how did you find GWA? I think I've always just kind of been into sex in general. I don't know that it's really a kink, just knowing what I like, that I'm more submissive, just kind of always known it. I think this is gonna be a really weird story, and I hope it doesn't come off as bad as I think it's about to come off. When I was younger, my mom was dating this guy, and we would go over to his place, and he like openly left porn magazines just like in the bathroom. So, I think that even as a young age, like it was in front of me. So, I knew kind of early. I was exposed to it maybe a little earlier than I should have been. I don't feel like I'm horribly scarred or anything. Like, if that's what anyone is thinking, I'm not. That's just, I don't know. Since an early age, I've always been a fairly sexual person and kind of know what I like. In terms of finding GWA, I honestly don't remember how I found it. I'm really glad I did though. I thought maybe I was just kind of like a weirdo who really was very auditory. So it's really great to find a place where like there's a big community of people who enjoy just listening. Number three, what do you wear to bed? That depends. Where I'm at, the weather fluctuates a lot. So if it's very hot out, whatever, then no clothes is great. That is fantastic. But in the winter, no clothes is a little too cold. So I do have just like pajama pants and tank tops and stuff. So I'll wear those too. I don't really have like a pajama set or anything like that. It's just like loungewear. Four, where are you answering this questionnaire? I am sitting in my living room. I'm on a recliner. I'm talking to my phone, so apologies if the sound quality is bad, or if I move the phone and it gets kind of funky. I noticed that on my last recording, so apologies. There's also a fan blowing in my direction, so apologies if you hear that as well. Number five, what is your favorite kind of soup? That's an interesting question. I think my favorite kind of soups are either broccoli cheese soup or like a creamy wild rice soup. Those are usually my favorites. Six, how do you pronounce the following words? Caramel. Okay, here's a little caveat on that. The reason I say caramel is because there's the second A in this. I've seen caramel spelled with just the first A, and when it's spelled that way, I call it caramel. So, depends on how I see the word. Usually, in day-to-day, just talking, I say caramel, not caramel. Then, data, route, pecan, aunt. As soon as I said that, I heard my own accent. Oh, that's frustrating. Envelope, pajamas, crayon. Do people say crayon different? All right. I mean, that's interesting. Moving on to number seven. Would you have sex with an identical twin version of yourself? No, I would not. I don't have a penis, so I don't want to have sex with me. Like, that's just not really my thing. Nope. Number eight. Say your partner or a potential significant other is well versed in a certain subject and you find that knowledge to be extremely sexy. What would this subject be? Good question. What do I think is extremely sexy to know about? I think most knowledge is extremely sexy, to be fair. When anyone is very well versed in something, I like that. My problem is like, don't be too overbearing with your knowledge, I guess. Because there's so many different kinds of knowledge that I don't have. So I really do admire people who have that knowledge that I don't. There's no way I'm ever going to know anything about particle physics or many other things like auto mechanic stuff, all sorts of things. Coding, there's so many things that I want to say, and for the life of me, I can't come out with the words. So, honestly, anything makes me happy. But I think that probably my favorite would be if someone was well versed in literature. It's probably what would make me the happiest, or I would find the most sexy. Number nine, dating wise, how old is too old for you, and how young is too young? I am 30, so too old for me is I have 40. Even like 38, 39, I think is starting to push it a little bit. And I don't know that I really have a problem with how many years difference that is, or if it's just that in my head, I would like to pretend that I'm younger than I am. So I don't want to be thinking about being 40 when I'm barely 30. So I don't know if that's what my hang up on that is. in terms of how young is too young. I feel like I gravitate towards guys who are a little younger than me. I wish I didn't because I don't really like that, but that's just because I think most of my life I've gravitated towards men who were older, so now it's going the other way and it's kind of weird. So I think that around 25, I think, is maybe my cutoff for younger at the moment. Number 10. Has anyone ever told you you sound like someone else? A celebrity, cartoon character, or anyone else? Not necessarily that I sound like someone, but I have a very similar personality to Penelope Garcia on Criminal Minds. Very much so. Not the job I'm at now, but the job before that, I had like a cubicle. And I had all of these little, like, very colorful toys and funky pens. I tend to wear brighter clothes. If anyone had any tech questions, I usually was the person they went to. So, in general, that's who I think I'm closest to. 11. How old do you think your listeners think you are? Well, I just told you how old I am, so I hope you all can get that question right. 12. Are you a picky eater? What will you absolutely not eat? And is there a food that you like most other people do not? I don't think I'm that picky, but I'm not picky. I don't like mushrooms. I wish I did. I don't mind things that are like mushroom based, like a lot of sauces that are cooked with mushrooms. I don't mind that part of them. I don't like eating the actual mushrooms. It's like a texture thing. I just think they're icky. I also have an issue with tomatoes, which is another sort of textury thing. I don't mind if the tomato has been cored out and like all the seeds have been scraped out. My biggest issue with them is the tomato gooey gut part. Don't like that. I can't just like pop a cherry tomato in my mouth. That is disgusting. So, can't do that. I also don't eat seafood. So, makes me sound like a much pickier eater than I think I am. Seafood thing, I choked on a fish bone when I was young, and it was like a fish patty that you wouldn't think a bone was in. So ever since then, when I was young, I just avoided it because I didn't want to choke again because it was painful and traumatic and whatever, whatever. That was a very long time ago. I have tried fish many, many times since then. And I used to like it when I was younger. I do not like it now. I don't even like fried fish. I went to England when I was in high school on a trip, and our first night there, we had fish and chips, and we didn't have a choice. Like, you had fish and chips or you had nothing. And so I really tried. Couldn't do it. I could only eat like the very ends that were mostly breading and no fish. I've recently tried to start trying other seafoods. Scallops, I think, are disgusting. And shrimp is okay. I can handle shrimp, but it has to be done a certain way, I think. Basically, like smothered in butter and garlic, preferably. Lobster is okay. Crab legs are all right, but in general, I really don't do the seafood very often at all. I usually avoid it. But what I like that I think other people don't like, certain vegetables I like a lot. I like beets. I recently had a cousin, we went out to eat somewhere, and I got a side of beets, and she was horrified because she said they taste like dirt, and I think they're delicious. I also really like Brussels sprouts. I think people are more accepting of Brussels sprouts now, but I feel like a few years ago everyone hated them. So maybe we've all just learned to appreciate them. I don't know. I understand it though, because they're just mini cabbage. All right. Number 13. Is there a certain country, culture, or time period you're fixated on, and would you like to learn more and would like to learn more about? I guess there's a lot of them that I don't know if that fixated is the right word, but intrigued by. I very much like Italian culture and Greek. I would really love to go there someday. There's so much history and everything there, and I would love to see all that, but I would feel very touristy, and I don't like that part of it. I also would really like to go back to the UK. And in terms of time period, I don't know that there's one I'm fixated on, but I feel like most things I like are Victorian time period. But maybe that's just because we have really good shows that make that seem like a good time period, and I would probably actually hate it. Yeah. All right. 14. Can you comfortably go the rest of your life without falling in love? Tough question in the middle of this survey. I don't know if comfortably I could. I feel like my standards are pretty low, and I kind of expect to not find it, but I would prefer to. I don't know. I think it's hard to meet someone genuinely. I've tried the online dating thing and I don't care for it. There's very few people that I find that I connect with like I really want to. The best connections I've made have been from working places and meeting people that way. But now I work for a place where there's almost no men at all, so I don't foresee meeting anyone that way anymore. And I live in a different area than I used to, so all of that combined, and I don't like going to bars. Yeah, I don't know that I really expect to find it, but I would prefer to. I would be more comfortable with someone than without. Well, that was kind of depressing. Is there something better? I hope there's some more uplifting questions coming. 15. Do you prefer blue skies or gray skies? I prefer gray, I guess. Blue is very pretty, but I feel like my favorite days are kind of overcast. Or they're blue skies, but it's hard to explain. When it's blue skies, but it's raining, but it's the kind of rain that's just like a gentle mist. And it just lasts for a little while and then moves on. That's actually my favorite. 16. What were your favorite shows as a child? Are we talking like cartoons when I was little? Because then I really liked Looney Tunes. That was my favorite. I liked Power Rangers a lot too. Captain Planet. I think I watched Gargoyles a lot too. I can't remember anything about Gargoyles, but I liked it. And X-Men. I feel like I liked a lot of cartoons. Yeah. 17. What is your favorite protein? Meat, or if you're vegan, like beans or soy. My favorite is probably, not probably, it's chicken. I like other meats, but I think that chicken is just more versatile. And I guess by versatile, I mean that chicken by itself is much more bland than other meats, and it lends itself well to other flavors. So I guess that's my favorite. And I feel like it's the least fatty. I hate fat on meat, like on steaks and stuff. I cut that off and I don't eat it. 18. Are you interested in true crime? Oh, so much, yes. Like a lot of women, I don't know why we have this fascination, but I think a lot of women do. Maybe some men too, but I feel like mostly it's been women that I've come across. I have sort of a fascination with serial killers, not like in a I want to be one or I want to know one sort of way. Just I'm very, very into that whole like what makes them tick, what did they do sort of stuff. Yeah. So definitely interested in true crime. 19. What are your hard limits sexually? My hard limits are right now, currently, because I feel like they could change. So I don't know if that makes them a hard limit then. I've only done anal one time, and it was with someone who wasn't a very good partner. And they didn't listen very well. And it was fine. It wasn't anything bad or traumatic or whatever. But it's definitely something that's made me think about if I do it again, that when I do it again, I want it to be with someone that I trust more, and just have a better connection and understanding with. And that if I say I don't want to do something, that they will listen. So there's that. So it's not really a hard limit, just like there's things that I'm definitely willing to try, but it has to be with the right people, person. Other things that might be limits, definitely no like pedophilia stuff, no bestiality. I had a guy once ask me if he would let his Or if I would let his dog fuck me. The answer is no. And that's no. I just can't do that. No. 20. Do you like reality television? Not really. I like cooking shows, if that counts as reality television, but like, do not expect me to watch anything with the Kardashians. Even shows like Survivor, I don't really care for that either. I like some cooking shows, not all of them. In general, no. I prefer fiction. 21. What do you think of pegging? I have conflicting ideas on pegging. I think that if it's something you and your partner are comfortable with, that's great, and you should definitely embrace that as part of your relationship. I think that it's probably nice to not always have to be the dominant person, and I think that's a lot of what pegging really entails, is letting yourself be in a different role than what we normally are in. I don't know that it's not something I am currently interested in, but if it's something that a partner was interested in, then I would have to evaluate it a little further. But in general, I don't feel like I'm a huge fan of it, just because I don't know that it's something that I would really, really feel comfortable with, because I'm just so much more of a submissive personality. So I don't know that I would be able to take the dominant role that intensely. Maybe I would. I've just never been in that situation. All right, number 22. How would you describe how adults ask each other out on dates or for relationships versus how kids do it? Well, kids are always just a little more honest about everything. If we're talking like little kids. I don't understand where the line between adults and kids are in this question, because I mean, are we talking like when you're in kindergarten and a little kid walks up to you and says, "Do you want to be my girlfriend?" And you say yes, and you're boyfriend and girlfriend for 3 hours? Or are we talking older kids, like teenagers? In which case, I don't know if they're asking out, and the adult's version of asking out is much different at this point. Everything's been very taken over by technology, and because of that, there's so many just vague aspects of relationships right now. I think there's very few times where it's clear cut that you're in a relationship now. Like, it's very rarely known by both parties if you are or are not in a relationship. Think that's rough. Okay, 23. This is a weird transition. Okay, so 23. Do you like raw onions in your food? Has nothing to do with relationships, other than maybe this is a deal breaker for you, but I do like raw onions on my food. Also, cooked onions, whatever. 24. Can you curl your pinky without moving your ring finger? Based on me trying it right now, probably not. Oh, I can. I can with my left hand, but not with my right. Which is funny because I'm right-handed. So I also feel like my right pinky is permanently bent. I used to play the flute, and anyone who has played before, you have to keep your pinky down on that key, like always. So I didn't play the flute for very long, but I feel like it fucked up my pinky. I don't know how that's even possible or if I made that up. Maybe my pinky has always been funky shaped. I don't know. 25. When sleeping next to a partner, do you prefer full on cuddling, touching a little bit, or not touching at all? Touching a little bit. I do enjoy a full on cuddle, but I think full on cuddling is difficult to maintain or maneuver around when you're sleeping with someone. I prefer being in the same bed. If we're not touching at all, I can make do with that, but touching a little bit is my preferred. 26. Do you shop at Costco or any membership-based shopping center? I do not. I feel like everyone around me has a Costco membership. I do not. And I have a hard time paying someone money to spend more money at their store. Although now that I'm thinking about it, I have no problem paying for an Amazon Prime membership, but really that's because I'm paying for the convenience of them delivering shit to me. So, sort of the same, but not. 27. What is a sexy scenario you fantasize about but literally cannot happen for you in real life? Examples: medieval stuff, furry stuff, being a high school student again, fucking a 50-foot tall woman, etc. Oh, well, let's see. Okay. I had to really think about that for a second. So, I guess I do have one fantasy. It's more like a paranormal sort of situation. The idea of being used, I guess, by like a ghost. I don't think that could ever really, really happen. Not in the way it plays out in my head, anyway. But the idea of it, I enjoy. 28. What's a fashion trend of your youth that you find absolutely atrocious now? There's so many things. The 90s was rough. So, oh, so many things. Scrunchies. I don't like scrunchies. I feel like they're trying to make a comeback really hard. And it's hard for me to get past the 90s-ness of them. What else from them do I not like? Oh, mom jeans. Everyone wore mom jeans and they were just not, I don't think they're very attractive on anyone. And like the leg fit is no good. I went to a restaurant one day and a bunch of the waitresses were all wearing legit mom jeans from the 90s. And they were these girls who were like younger than me waitressing, and then they were wearing shirts that had the restaurant logo on them. But it wasn't everybody, so I was like, is this part of some like new thing, or did they just decide they were gonna wear mom jeans today? I don't understand. Oh, also those platform boots. Oh, Spice Girls. Those are pretty rough. 29. What is your favorite accent? Also, please best describe the quality of a voice that would really draw you in. My favorite accents are usually English, Scottish, or Irish. Australian's good too. I think those are my favorite. Yeah. I feel like even in terms of audiobooks and things, my favorite narrators have those accents. And the quality of a voice that would really draw me in, I am generally drawn to deeper voices. They don't have to always be deeper, but it's a good start. But not too much like the movie phone guy. Hard. I feel like it's hard to describe what I enjoy in a voice. Yeah, kind of the slower, drawly sex voice. I enjoy that too. And 30. Do you keep things formal between you and your listeners, simply thanking them for listening to your audios, or do you flirt back sometimes? I flirt back. Let's try that again. I flirt back. Oh, I cannot say that phrase. I flirt back sometimes. Not always. It depends on what I'm doing at the moment. Sometimes I get messages and I don't respond to them, so apologies if that's happened. Yeah, depends on where I'm at and what the conversations are. I mean, if you say something real fucking creepy, I'm not gonna encourage you, so there's that. But I definitely don't mind being flirty at all or even really getting friendly. When it comes down to that, I like getting to know people, especially from other cultures and stuff. So, there's that. And 31. Do you mind receiving pet names from strangers? That depends. If it's someone that I've literally never seen or spoken to before, I don't really enjoy it. If it's someone that I've talked to at least a couple times, then I don't mind at all. Yeah, I guess that's the best way to describe it. I had a waiter at a restaurant just call me sweetie or hun like every sentence, and it would have been fine if he was just one of those people who called everyone that. But I was there at that restaurant with my mom. And he hadn't said it once, but she had to leave, and then I was paying the bill. And as soon as she left is when he started with the pet names. And it just creeped me the hell out. So Yeah, I definitely have to talk to them for a little while before you can give me a pet name. 32. What are some facial features a person can have that you would find exceptionally striking? Strong jawlines, I guess I'm very drawn to. And this isn't a facial feature, but I definitely have a thing for gingers. It's not a thing that I haven't heard many women say that they really like redheaded men, but I do. I don't know why. And it's not something that, like, I ever would have been, yeah, that's my favorite hair color or anything. I just sort of took a step back and evaluated people that I have found attractive in my life. There's a large percentage end up being redheaded men. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't talk. Other facial features, I guess. I do enjoy some facial hair as well. 33. Can you count how many sexual partners you've had on all of your fingers? How about on all of your toes? Fingers and toes. On my fingers, no. Fingers and toes, yes. 34. Have you spoken to your favorite poster on GWA already? I guess I would say currently, yes. I haven't really browsed around a lot. I feel like every time I've had a favorite, I've talked to them. So, yeah. I've talked to my favorite every time I have one. So, whenever I find anyone, I will probably talk to them as well. And definitely encourage you to talk to me. Thanks for making it through another questionnaire, especially because I don't really post very much in GWA, so it's nice for you to listen to my backstage thing. I hope you have a good evening, and hopefully I will hear from some of you. All right, bye.